American Public Media.
I got an email the other day. It was your typical spam touting the stock of a mining company called Shallbetter Industries. The message read in all caps, "Investors watch out, SBNS is moving." I looked into the company. It doesn't seem to actually do any mining or bring in any revenue. Still, in the few days after that message, the stock climbed more than 30%. At first glance, this looks like your typical pump-and-dump scheme. Did you see the movie Boiler Room?
This stock is blowing up right now. The whole firm's going nuts. Hold on, let me open up the door to my office.
Like the old-fashioned cold call, spam creates a buzz about a stock. People start buying it, the price goes up, and then quickly falls again as the spammers unload. But Laura Frieder has another theory. She teaches finance at Purdue University. In a recent study, Frieder and a colleague found that spammed stocks not only went up on the day the spam was sent, but also the day before.
It could be the case that it's an individual that happened to buy shares in the stock goes up a little bit, they're like, ah, now's a good time to sell, and in order to sell, they need to create some sort of market to whom they can sell their stock, and they do this by spamming.
They have to create a market because most stocks touted by spam aren't heavily traded. Now, you may be wondering, who falls for this? Technical writer Leonard Richardson tracks stock spam as a sort of hobby.
I think it's the same kind of people who keep falling for the I've got this money and I need to get it out of Africa scams. And it's kind of the same principle. People think that they've stumbled onto some secret that they can exploit for money.
In one word, suckers.
Angus McIntyre is a system administrator, which means he manages his company's email. McIntyre says in the last year, the amount of stock spam he sees has probably tripled. One internet security firm estimates stock-related spam accounts for 15% of all junk email, compared to less than 1% 2 years ago. McIntyre says spammers are finding creative ways to slip through email filters. A common tactic is to send the message as an image rather than searchable text.
They have the money, they have the time, it's their job, and so they're constantly thinking up new techniques to use.
Which brings us to the question of who the spammers are, and that's very hard to find out. Much of the email is likely sent by what are known as zombie servers. Those are PCs taken over by spam-sending software, unbeknownst to the owners. Purdue's Laura Frieder says she'd like to think the companies themselves aren't involved. After all, a stock advertised by spam usually falls by at least 5% within a few days. Shallbetter Industries, that mining company, didn't return calls. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.